As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What it is, DMV. This right here is the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 1 o'clock. Here on the Team 980, we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Chris Russell comes your way starting at 1 o'clock. A lot more to get to. We will get into Ben Solak's 100 observations, 100 thoughts ahead of the start of the NFL regular season. We're also going to take your calls on the Commanders running back room. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has linked Nick Chubb to the Washington Commanders. And this is the second time a veteran running back has been linked to Washington. Earlier, I think it was Bill Barnwell, linked J.K. Dobbins to the Washington Commanders. And a lot of good conversation in the chat on whether or not the Commanders need to add another running back to the room. So I guess this is what we're taking calls on right now, 301-230-0980. Do the Commanders need to add another running back to this running back room? 301-230-0980, and I'll even add a layer onto this question. This is how I wanted to originally lay this out to you all. Who do you think is the leading rusher for the Commanders in 2025? So two parts for you. One, do they need to add another running back to this room? And then two, who do you think is going to be the leading rusher for the 2025 Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980 is the number. Before we get to your calls, we'll read some of the comments in the chat as well. My guy AJ taps in and says the threat of JD5 in the run game alone should make B-Rob productive, but he dances too much instead of getting downhill. It's maybe the first thing you've said that I agree with, AJ, about the running back position. I said this last year. I was disappointed in the Commanders running, Eckler as well. Their lack of production in that running back room from the running backs, kind of disappointing when you consider their plan with Jaden Daniels. No defensive end is chasing down plays backside with the threat of Jaden Daniels keeping the ball and being gone, right? We saw Carolina do that, and you saw what happened to him. So I think it's interesting. Brian Robinson, to me, is a guy that I feel like, and I'll continue to say it, we underrate as a fan base. We don't appreciate as a fan base. And I feel like last year, his lack of production down the stretch, I'll say it so I'm blue in the face, was more about the offensive line not getting push than it was about him, you know, falling off. You go to the Detroit Lions playoff game. He was awesome in that game. And I feel like moving forward, like he's got the ability to be that. We don't appreciate his bruising downhill running style. We don't appreciate his durability. Before last year, right, he protects the football. The ball never touches the carpet with him. And then that December Philadelphia game happened, so it became a little bit tougher. But you get what I'm doing here. I think next year, first and foremost, this is something that can't happen. Last year, Jaden Daniels was the leading rusher on this football team. That can't be the case next year. It just can't. Jaden Daniels also led the National Football League in scrambles by a wide margin last year. That also cannot be the case next year. It just can't. I don't think that is sustainable. And we'll get to something else that I don't think is sustainable as well here as we roll throughout this 12 o'clock hour. But a couple of things for you to chew on. One, should the Commanders add another running back to this running back room? My answer to that is no. Unless there is an injury that happens and you feel like you need a little bit more depth and the attrition is real, then yeah, maybe I'd add another back. But at this current juncture, you got to think about who's under contract for the Washington Commanders at the running back position. We always talk about Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler. They re-signed Jeremy McNichols, right? They drafted Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. They have Chris Rodriguez still in the fold. And then I'm blanking on Slim's name from last year. The rookie running, was it Michael Wilson or Michael Wiley? He's still under contract. Kazmir Allen is still under contract. Like, they have dudes in that room that are going to compete. So, no, I don't think they're bringing in another running back. I would be shocked if they did. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's get to the calls because we've got a bunch of them on the line. Ed is in Vienna. What's going on, brother?
To answer your first question, I think Jaden Daniels will be the leading rusher again.
Oh, my Lord.
I have zero faith in Brian Robinson. Okay. I've seen you and Denton go back and forth, and I don't even care at this point because I don't even know if he'll make the 53-man roster.
Oh, come on. There's no chance he doesn't make the 53.
Oh, okay. You've litigated this many times. I just don't see it. I don't think it's about the O-line, this, that, the other. I just don't think he's good enough. But I also don't want them to add Nick Chubb because you're right. He's 29. He hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2022. There's nothing to say he'll stay healthy and upright and be productive. I think, you know, all these Adam Cook type fans, the roster in this offseason, given the amount of cap space they've had, the amount of hype and ability and Jaden Daniels in his prime on a rookie deal, has been underwhelming. Look, Tunsil is fantastic, but he's a lineman. And then your first-round pick is another lineman. Deebo Samuel, it isn't 2022 again. It's been a long time since he was a Pro Bowler. So it's been disappointing. I thought this offseason would yield more frontline weapons on offense, i.e. wide receiver, running back. And more importantly, I thought it would yield a lot more defensive playmakers.
What I'll say to that is you can't fill every hole in one offseason. This roster is not very talented coming out of last year. It wasn't. So they filled holes that they could, but I get your overall premise. I don't agree with you necessarily, but I get your overall premise, and I appreciate the call, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Two things for you all to chew on right now. Who will be the leading rusher for the Washington Commanders next year? And should the Commanders bring another running back into this running back room? 301-230-0980. Our guy Rob Bigelow tweets again or types again in the YouTube chat and says, only thing I appreciate about our running back room is that they protect the quarterback. Well, there's one knock on Brian Robinson Jr. Go back to the Atlanta Falcons game where you all damn near had a heart attack like me when Jaden Daniels got bent back the way that he did. I believe B-Rob missed the block and pass pro there. So, not trying to dunk on B-Rob. I think he's going to have a big year. But I think to the point of Rob Bigelow, pass protection is huge. It's why I have my doubts and reservations about Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret. If he can't pass protect, I don't care how explosive you are. If you can't pass protect, your ass can't play. Point blank. I think Austin Ekeler's really good in pass pro. I think Chris Rodriguez was really good in pass pro. Jeremy McNichols is really good in pass pro. I think it's easy to understand those shorter, smaller backs traditionally are better in pass pro because they can out-leverage the blitzing linebacker or the defensive end or whoever becomes free. Tay Wilson says, did you not see B-Rob versus Detroit? Think about that. Think about how influential B-Rob was in the Detroit game and his ability to keep this offense ahead of the chains. That's the other thing that I feel like you all sleep on with Brian Robinson last year and his importance to this team. From a yards per carry standpoint, last year was the best season of Brian Robinson's career. from a yards per carry standpoint, from an overall yard standpoint, from a touchdown standpoint. Best year of his career. 4.3 yards a pop is pretty damn good, right? And think about this. Washington's offense last year lived in third and manageable. Why? Because they were really, really good on first and second down. Brian Robinson Jr., a big part of that. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go out to Jumbo in Eastern Shore. What's going on, Jumbo?
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. I think you could argue either way. You may need a running back. You might not. But I'd like to think that maybe they would tweak the offense a little bit more because I don't – not that I know much about offense, but I really don't know, you know, their running scheme. Maybe that could be changed a little bit because he certainly has some numbers in the past. And I think he's very serviceable and capable. And one other thing, off script a little bit, I know you and all the rest of you buddies here don't never like to talk about Dante Fowler leaving because we all know it was a mistake. I hope, it pains me to say this, but I hope he wraps up the defensive MVP Christmas Day against the Commanders.
Oh, my Lord, Jumbo. What are you, behind enemy lines here? Why would you, first of all, anybody that's crying about Dante Fowler, I continue to say it was the quietest 10.5 sack season you will ever see in your life. I mean, seriously. Wow. You all have said a lot here this afternoon, some of which has been on brand, on base, some of which has been completely out of this world. I want to read a couple of tweets in here as well. I got Athens and Annapolis tweets and says, remember when we were on a 3-game losing streak last year and everyone was having a meltdown because they all said it's because Brian Robinson was hurt. Where's all those peeps at? B-Rob will be the lead back, but C-Rod and Eckler will be contributors. Okay. We'll see. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go out to Anthony in D.C. wants to chime in. Anthony, you want to kick the tires on a veteran back, you say?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nell, before I get to the running back thing, I need to get on you about something.
Okay.
So remember back when I asked you about what you were in charge of and you ran down your resume?
Uh-huh.
And by the way, as an aside, the proper response should have been, it's just a metaphor for a young cat trying to take over the business. Mic drop. But I digress. You said you ran off all those jobs and then you come on the air today and you crying broke. You can't afford Madison because you broke.
No one can afford Masson because it's not good product. Why would I pay money for Masson?
So you can watch the Nets. You got 15 jobs.
Hey, you know what, man? I ain't even got nothing for you, bro. I have nothing.
No, you don't.
I have nothing. You are probably one of the only people that routinely leaves me at a loss for words. I ain't got nothing for you.
All right. I ain't got nothing for you.
Now I do got something for you. How much money I paid in taxes this year? Because I do a lot of W-9 contractual work to where they don't take taxes out. That's why I'm broke. Because Uncle Sam comes and smacks me over the head any chance he gets. That's why y'all wasn't supposed to vote that man.
Because you making that cake. That's why.
Not really, brother. But
okay.
Perception is 99% reality. What you got?
With the 15 jobs, if you say so. All right.
Anthony, you the man.
So you know how many so first of all, people need to stop with this seventh round draft pick. You know how many team graveyards there are with OTA and training camp wonders that never amounted to anything?
Yeah,
there's always a needle in a haystack that comes through. But in my opinion, you should expect your first four draft picks, rounds 1 through 4, you should expect them to make the team. Anything after that is a crapshoot.
Yeah.
So if you want to kick the tires on Chubb or whatever the other back, KJ Dobbins, want to kick the tires on, kick the tires. See if they have some explosion. But don't make them the primary focus, because if you discover you want to keep them for whatever reason, don't make them the primary focus strictly because of their injury situation. Do I think we need another running back? No. Go with what you got. The problem last year was the interior of the line got beat with quickness almost every time.
Yep.
If you solve that problem, you're cooking with fish grease. Plain and simple.
So did you hear what I said earlier, Anthony? I don't know if the one free agent signing, it feels like everyone's kind of slept on and isn't really talking about is what's his name? Nate Herbig from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He got hurt last year, missed all last year, but he's been a starter for them over the past several years. I think he comes in here and starts at guard. It'll be him and Brandon Coleman to me at the guard spot with Biotish in there at center. And that's another guy that the fan base, I think, completely overrated. Yeah, he was hurt down the stretch, but Tyler Biotish didn't play very well. Anthony, appreciate you as always. And we're up against it. Got a bunch of calls here on the line, but Anthony is hilarious, man. And so are y'all. So was it Rocky Pinnock saying Nell's not broke. He's 200 G. Man, 200 G's. I probably got about 200 pennies in my name at the moment. 301-230. Man, Scotty G, I mentioned him yesterday on B. Mitch and Finley. I mentioned him today. Nate Herbig can play, man. This is a guy that was a starter for Pittsburgh for a couple of different years, man. So I think he comes in here and competes for one of those starting guards jobs. Thomas Jenkins says, stop with the B-Rob disrespect. He's more of a power back, not an option back. Put him in a power eye and let him run through people. He is a power back. I think you all sleep on his ability to make people miss as well, man. Like, I think it didn't happen enough. It didn't happen as much as we'd like, but to act like he's just some run-of-the-mill average back, it feels like kind of a slight. Maybe he is just that, and I'm overhyping him. The same way you all overhype Terry McLaurin. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go out to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I agree with you on the running back room. I think that they're fine at the running back room. I think the key there is all these guys are pretty – once you give them an opportunity, including McNichols, they produce. And, you know, B-Rob, with the Detroit game, he played well, but that was really against a really battered defense, okay? But I'm taking that game out of it. I think that you don't go out and get a veteran running back, because I don't see any veteran running back out there that has the legs, the spring, you know, the power that these guys have right now. Are they, you know, are they upper echelon running backs? Maybe not. But these guys that they're thinking about bringing in are not upper echelon backs either. Okay, so I agree, leave the running back room the way it is, but I do agree with your first caller, okay? I think their offseason was very underwhelming. When you got $90 million in salary cap space, and as a free agent, from a free agency standpoint, they didn't add one blue-chip player on either side of the ball.
So let's just be real here about what free agency is. It's really hard for you to go out and add blue-chip talent via free agency. They are free for a reason. So what I think both of you are pointing at is the edge rusher spot, right? There were marquee names out there at edge that Washington decided to punt on. They tried to sign Ronnie Stanley, guys. They just had a certain price point that they weren't willing to go over. They made it very clear what their intentions were this offseason, what their priorities were this offseason in terms of the offense. Build the offensive line. Get two new bookend tackles.
And that was a mistake. And I think that's a mistake because they put up 55. They got 55 points hung on them. Okay, and that's the team.
Why did they give up 55 points, though? Because they gave Philly five extra possessions by turning the ball over.
But, yeah, but your defense has to your defense.
I hear you.
Are you saying their defense was good last year?
Nah, you wouldn't. Hey, Gary, you would never.
Their defense.
You would never hear me come out and say that.
Was horrible against, not horrible, but they were not good against the weakest quarterbacks in the league. And they didn't do, in my opinion, they didn't upgrade the defense.
So, Gary, I'm glad you brought up the quarterback stat. Last year, Washington had the softest quarterback schedule in the National Football League.
Yes.
And when you think about who they played from week 12 on, Will Levis, Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler,
yes.
Kenny Pickett, Michael Penix, and it's no yes. slight to Penix, but it was his second career start. So you do have a point there.
Right.
The defense, to me, is still a question mark, and I think anybody that has discussions surrounding this team will point to the defense like you and say, yeah, I'm still underwhelmed there. So I hear you.
But, I mean, you had $90 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point. You're never going to have $90 million again. You gave up 55 points in a playoff game, and you bring in a bunch of guys that are weren't even at the top 100 on the free agents list.
So our guy Athan in Annapolis, chimes in with a good tweet. Says, yes, they had $90 million to spend. They also had 30-plus holes on this roster. So a lot of this
sure.
was bringing back their own and keeping some continuity. And if you believe what they say, and I do, about how important continuity was last year to the team's success, then it makes sense why they went the route that they went. Gary, I appreciate you as always, brother man. Enjoy the rest of your week. We got to hit a quick timeout. When we come back, finally we'll get to it. Ben Solak of ESPN had some pretty interesting Commander nuggets that I want to chew on here coming up on the other side of the break. That's next on The Fan. Oh, Team 980.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.